Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow.
Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle. Do
the hustle. Good Sunday morning, all you hard workers. You did it. You yawned, you stretched, you probably put the dog out, and then you made one of the best decisions you're going to make all day today. And what is that? You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And this show is about, it's all dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. And guess what, guys? That's you. You're working hard every day. Maybe you want to have better for your children than you had yourselves. Maybe that's your goal of working so hard. Or you want to buy something bright and new and shiny and pretty, so you work hard. Or maybe you want to retire comfortably one day, so you work hard so you can pay the bills and have a better life. And the workforce of tomorrow, who's that? Well, that's your kids, right? We want to make sure we educate them and prepare them so that they have a fulfilling career and that they do well for their families. That's what this show's about, because we're all in the workforce one way or another. I don't know any trust fund babies that are sitting on piles of $100 bills, just throwing them up in the air, and they have more money than they know what to do with. I don't know those people. I'm not one of them, and you're not one of them. And if you are, change the channel, because this show has nothing to do with you. Guys, every week, I share with you career advice and tips, and I introduce you to some of Jacksonville's most influential people. And we talk about the great organizations that they work for as well. And guess what? Today is no different. I have a great guest, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. But, you know, let's say you're wrestling with a hard workforce or work-related career topic. Maybe your boss is difficult, or he or she yells a lot, or the person next to you isn't giving his or her best effort. How do you handle that? What do you do? You know what? If you're wrestling with any type of career issue, drop me a line. Just write to Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com and tell me what your issue is. And guess what? We're probably going to talk about it right here live on the air. And my guest will probably be an expert in whatever your issue is. We'll talk about it, and we will give you expert advice on how to handle it. Because, look, I want you to be as effective and productive as possible, and that's what this show is all about. All right. Before we introduce you to the guest, if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to do a monologue. And today, this monologue is about paying attention, right? And I want to advise everybody here, listen, pay attention. Pay attention to the people around you, the people in your everyday lives, and even the folks that you may only meet in passing. Why is that? Why pay attention to the people that you meet in passing? Well, guess what? Everyone has a story. Everybody does. You know, as a professional recruiter, and that's what I've done for over 20 years, I help find people jobs. When I sit down, let's say I'm on an airplane flying somewhere, and you talk to the person next to you, I want to hear, you know, hey, what do you do? You know, who do you know? Where have you been? I talk to people. They tell me their stories. And then if I can help them in any way, I do. Sometimes I help people find that next step in their professional career. Or I introduce them to somebody I know and it helps them. Or their brother's sister's uncle's mother is moving to town and they need a job. And I help them. You know, if I get great service at a restaurant, maybe the waiter or waitress is only doing that temporarily. Now, don't get me wrong. Waiter and waitress today, they make good money, and a lot of the restaurants give you good benefits now. It's a career track. But that's not for everybody. And sometimes I'll say, hey, maybe you might want to do something else. I give them my business card. You know, the greatest thing about when I say pay attention to the people that are in your lives all the time, because if you don't pay attention to your relationships, they start to wither. You know, you have to give a lot. And this is the thing when I say about paying attention is understand self-awareness, mindfulness, self-management. Be aware and then help. The thing with helping people, it's always great. You know, sometimes you need help. and you're on the receiving end of that help from somebody else. Sometimes you get advice or somebody picks you up when you're having a bad day. But I'm going to tell you, life is so much better when you look for opportunities to give more than you receive. So I say it all the time, guys, pay attention to the people around you, the people in your everyday lives, and even the folks you may only meet in passing. Good advice. Let's live by it. All right, guys, I told you I have a great guest for you today, and I really do. Today, I have Kathy Taylor, and Kathy is the Assistant Director of Residential Programs at Daniel Kids. Hey, Kathy, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Good morning, Pete. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I am so glad you are here. And I'm going to get in and tell the whole story how you and I met a while back. But tell us about Daniel. It's a great organization. And tell us a little bit about what they do.
Daniel is the oldest child care agency in the state of Florida. It was established in 1884 by J.J. Daniels. We serve 36 in my particular program that I'm in. We serve 36 youth a day, and I have about 70 to 80 staff that work in my residential program.
Oh, that's fantastic. What does that look like? What is a residential director? What do you do on a day in, day out basis?
A lot of work, Pete, but a lot of fun work, a lot of good stuff. My job is very meaningful because I get the opportunity to shape, mold, and model for adults and for children. So our children come into our residential setting who have experienced severe trauma. Mm-hmm. And we teach them coping skills. We teach them how to think differently, react differently, so that they can be successful and productive in any community that they live in.
Oh, that is great. That's got to be, you know, real fulfilling for you and feels good. Now, you haven't been there for just a cup of coffee and 2 minutes. You've been there for a long time, haven't you, Kathy?
Yes.
How long?
In September of this year, I was there for 30 years.
That's a long time. It's funny because, you know, the average job tenure I see is about 18 months. You know, the people, as soon as you learn, you get a new job, you learn where the restroom is, that's when you're starting to look for a new job, apparently, you know, and you've been there 30 years. I bet over the course of those 30 years, there have been some real feel-good moments, right? Because you're helping people that need help. You know, and you're helping to transform lives. Can you share any type of story, perhaps, where one kind of stuck with you and resonated with you, where you've helped somebody?
I do. I have a lot of special stories, but this one's really special to my heart. It's a young lady that came into our independent living program. I ran for about 8 years on Parental Home Road, where mm-hmm. we work with youth who are 16 to 21. Mm-hmm. And my young lady came in at 21. And she was homeless. She today is now enrolled in the nursing program at FSCJ of Jacksonville, and she is 30 years old. I have mentored her. The greatest thing about the story is I will call her, has listened and followed everything that I have asked her to do. And in 3 semesters, she will be a nurse.
Oh, I mean, that is such a fantastic story. Here's somebody who had experienced such hardship and, you know, was homeless and struggling. You've helped transformed her life, and now here she's going to be a nurse. That's a great story. How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel great and super excited.
You look like you're about to cry right now.
I am. There was a little time she was a little rocky, and I said, listen, V, when you pass your nursing exam, I will personally take you on a cruise. So she was in my office 2 weeks ago, and I said, Vivian, how long? And she said, 3 semesters, Miss Kathy. I said, oh. 3 semesters.
Miss Kathy has to buy some tickets now, right?
So we both kind of laughed about it, and she kind of gave me a little look. I said, I'm ready. We're ready. So I'm just so excited that she is back on track. She is I'm super excited that she's going to be a nurse and graduating from one of our colleges here in town.
Right. You know, as I urged at the beginning of the show, people need to pay attention. And, you know, so many business folks listen to this program, whether they're hiring managers or HR directors, or they're influential business people in town. And, you know, sometimes you just don't see you don't make time to give back. You know, some people don't. You know, you're like, oh, well, I throw a little money to a charity, or I do this. I know that the Pete the Job guy, you see us in town. My wife's doing something special for Daniel, and we're going to be happy to report about that here pretty soon with her mother-daughter ornament exchange. I can't wait to report about that, and that'll probably be next week. We help JDRF, but we participate in walks, and we do, you know, we sponsor events. We do a bunch of stuff. We give back. How can people give back? And I know you have a big event, even like right now, this time in the holiday season. And tell us a little bit about the annual drive that you have.
Right now, Pete, we have our holiday drive that is well underway because Christmas is just 2 weeks away. So anyone who would like to make a donation to our children, and we have infants up to 17-year-olds, they can make a donation at our South Point location. It's 4203 South Point Boulevard. Any donation, any toy, anything for newborn babies, anything to help our foster parents out would be fabulous, and we would greatly appreciate it.
That's great. And you have, I think you have a list of some of the things that you look for, too, in the annual drive to help people, because people don't know what to get. You don't want them to get eggs or some bacon, and that's not what you need, right? So what are some of the things that you'd encourage people to get and drop off?
We do. We have created a Daniel wish list. So for some of our kids, like arts and crafts supplies, baby hygiene items, baby linen, bike helmets, car seats, cleaning supplies, gift cards are great, luggage and duffel bags, so that when our kids get discharged, they can take their things away from them in a bag and not a garbage bag. That is very touching for our kids. Mm. Our young people can use pajamas, hygiene supplies, school supplies, sports equipment, because we have a basketball court on our campus. Towels, toys for children, and underwear and socks.
Okay.
Those are great items.
See, these necessities and things that people will need, and that luggage thing, you know, boy, that could be heartbreaking to see them walk away in a garbage bag. I encourage everybody to it's Daniel.org is where they can see all this, right?
DanielKids.org.
Okay. DanielKids.org. Yes. Just want to make sure I get it right. Well, Kathy, stay right there. Let's take a quick break for our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
All right. Welcome back. That's our show sponsor, Angie's Staffing. If you have any staffing needs here in Jacksonville, I highly encourage you to call Angie. She's the president at Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. Angie is bringing back the hustle. With me today is Kathy Taylor from Daniel Kids. I'm so happy to have Kathy on the show. Now, Kathy, you have a little bit of a side hustle and a side job, don't you?
I do, Pete.
Now this is where you and I met. Tell us what you do on the side.
I am an Uber driver.
Yes, you are. And I'm going to tell you. And when I tell you to pay attention, if I didn't pay attention, I wouldn't have met Kathy Taylor, who's had a positive influence in my life. And she's moved me to participate and to donate not just my money, but my time to Daniel. And you'll hear more about that next week. And I'm pretty happy about it. But Kathy, you told me and the group that I was with a story about what you did. Just went above and beyond. This is someone who gives for a living. For the last 30 years, she's worked at Daniel, and she's helped so many people. But I want you to hear this story, what she did for these UNF students.
Well, when I started driving Uber, the very first night, a friend and I were driving together. And he was driving, and I was just testing it out to see if I wanted to drive. So we picked up some UNF students, and we were taking them to a party over on San Jose. We got there, and the police were on the street. And I said, whoa, girls. Now, this is when my mother instinct kicks in. Can't let you out. If there's police on the street, that's a bad sign. So we turned around and took the girls back to UNF. 2 weeks later, I'm driving home from the beach, and my Uber light goes off to pick up at UNF, and I swing in there and pick up five girls. They get into my car, and we're talking, and the address pops up on San Jose. And I said, I've been on this street before, and they said, hey, did you pick us up before with a guy? And I said, yes, that was my first night doing Uber. And they said, we remember you, we remember you. You said you were going to cook us a meal. And I said, I did? And they said, yes, you were going to cook us macaroni and cheese. And I said, okay, well, what would you girls like? So they threw out a couple of dishes, and I said, okay, if you give me your number, tomorrow after church, I'll make you macaroni and cheese. So that Sunday, went to church. Went to the grocery store following, and I cooked macaroni and cheese, green beans, baked chicken, and homemade cornbread. So I called up the girls and said, I've got your dinner ready, and when I drive today, I'll bring it to UNF to you. And they were so excited. So I packed it up into my car. I packed up some spoons and some napkins and plates, and we were eating. I pull up to UNF, and they come out to the parking lot, and we were tasting the macaroni and cheese and the cornbread in the parking lot, and they were just all smiles, happy, just about to pop. They could not believe that they had a real Sunday dinner at UNF.
You know, it's just in some people's DNA to help people, and it's in yours. I mean, you were put on this earth for a mission to help people, and even, you know, you can't help it, can you?
I cannot. I just want to serve.
Yeah, and just you're doing it. Yeah, you're doing it. And I can just imagine these girls, if your mother instincts didn't kick off, there's police on the street, they probably would have got out. You don't know how that night would have ended for them. And right. You just wouldn't let it happen.
I would not, because I have only one girl myself. And I think of other girls, I think of my Ebony. So yeah. I could not let them get out.
Right, right. Yes. Well, how did you grow up? Were you a lot of kids in the family? You know, tell us a little bit about how someone's brain is kind of shaped like that.
I am from a very small town in Kentucky, mm-hmm. and I came to Jacksonville 30 years ago. My town is Keene. We have no police in my town and no stoplights to this day. Our mail goes to a post office box. And we have a small church, and we're most everyone in our community is family. We're cousins. So my sister and I knew we didn't want to live there. We wanted to be adventuresome. So my sister, Terry, came here first. She's a teacher at Ed White. And then 2 years later, I came to visit her on Thanksgiving, and the weather was great. And I went back home and told my mom, I'm moving to Florida. No one believed me in my town, but here I am 30 years later.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's funny about Jacksonville. We all end up here. There's very few people that were born and raised here. You know, you're a rarity. You know, if you were born and raised here, you're a rarity. Josh is from Orlando, right? And I know you're from Orlando. Was that where you were born?
I was born in Texas, but I was raised in Southeast Florida in a city called Jupiter.
Oh, Jupiter.
Jupiter, yeah.
I know. We know Jupiter, okay, but it's not like Keene, where the joke with the small town is, so it has one stoplight. You had no stoplights. That's a big city to you.
Just Main Street, right? Was there a Main Street?
Just one main road.
Where the market is, where the bank is, where the grocery is.
We have a general store. Our mail goes inside the store in our post office.
You know, what I love asking my guests, too, and this is sometimes it throws them for a little bit of a loop. You know, you learn a lot in life. You know, what advice would you give 20-year-old Kathy, looking back over your career, your whole life? What advice would you give your younger self?
To follow your heart, be ambitious and do what you want to do at that moment, because tomorrow is not promised to us. I would be ambitious and take a chance, which is what I did. I came to town with my daughter. I was a single parent. Something interesting, too, is I came down and interviewed at Daniel in a group interview. We're doing a group interview. coming up, and I was hired on the spot. So I was like, oh, I need to go home and make money so I can move. And they allowed me to go back home for 3 weeks to get my money together and come back to Florida. That's why I'm so grateful to Daniel, because without Daniel, I don't think I would have made it.
Oh, that's funny. Like we're saying, sometimes in this pay attention story at the beginning, sometimes you're on the giving end and sometimes you're on the receiving end of that. And you were on the receiving end from Daniel, so you even know from that side how great Daniel is. Let's get the contact information about Daniel out there one more time.
Daniel, our address for our toy drive is 4203 South Point Boulevard. Our phone number is 904-296-1055, and just press 0 for the operator.
And Kathy, I know you brought a letter, and you're going to read some of this or maybe the whole thing, and I know this might be a bit of a tearjerker, but I think by sharing this story right here and this letter that a former person that went through the program at Daniel wrote to you, probably make you cry a little bit when you read it, but I think it'll show and demonstrate to the listeners the type of impact you and Daniel Kids has on people's lives. Please.
Thank you, Pete. Miss Kathy, you have been helping me out for a while now. I really, really, really appreciate what you have done for me. Thank you for everything. I sincerely believe that you are an amazing woman. I hope that one day that I will be as great as you. Every time I've talked to you, I've listened carefully. You've taught me so much, like how to believe in myself and how to have faith in God. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. Because of you, I have more faith in myself and the world around me. Now I truly believe that I have the potential to meet all of my goals. I am so grateful to have you in my life. There is not enough letters in the alphabet to create the perfect words to describe you. You are an extraordinary woman. I love you, Miss Kathy.
Kathy, you are a very, very, very special person, and I'm just so proud to have you on the show. And I know that choked you up as Josh and I are wiping away a tear or two here, because it's great. You're transforming lives. That's what you do, Kathy. That's what Daniel does. And I'm proud that you came here this Sunday morning. And let's get the website out one more time. Go ahead, if you would, please.
Our website is danielkids.org. Our address is 4203 South Point Boulevard, and our number is 904-296-1055, and then press 0 for the operator.
I encourage everybody to get involved and donate and give to Daniel Kids. Kathy Taylor, thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, and that music right there, that tells us that we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Join us on the back half of the show. This is a great show today. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. If you missed the first part of this show, shame on you. What's the matter with you? For crying out loud, set your alarms, get up earlier, because this show is that important. My guest today, if you missed it, was Kathy Taylor, and she's with Daniel Kids. And what a great story. You know how we say at the beginning of the show, I kicked it off talking about how important it is to pay attention. Pay attention to the people that are around you. The ones that are in your everyday lives, and even the folks that you meet only in passing. And it's important because everybody has a story, and we can all help each other. Sometimes it's your turn to give, and you help others. Sometimes you receive. And in Kathy's story, you heard both sides of it, and it was just, it's amazing. It's in her DNA, I believe, to help people. And the way I met Kathy is so funny. As my Uber driver, her side hustle, because she's been working for 30 years at Daniel, helping people transform lives for people that have been through some trauma in their lives and they need help. And Kathy is there to help people. But she also is an Uber driver. And I met her, and within 5 minutes, this person had helped me in my life. The story that she told of how she went out of her way to help these UNF students that just needed a home-cooked meal. And she prevented them, too, from going into dropping them off in what looked to be a sticky situation. Her mama instincts kicked in, and she wouldn't drop them off there because she cares about people. She's giving. And then she made them a macaroni and cheese and baked chicken dinner. I mean, this is a person that gives. She gives in her job for 30 years at Daniel, and she gives outside of life. And it touched me and moved me and my wife enough that we're doing something for Daniel that I'll talk about next week, and I'm pretty excited about that. But Kathy's that type of person. Kathy Taylor, I was pleased as punch to have you on the show. I was honored, and you just keep on doing what you're doing because you were put here to do it. As you say, you were called to serve, and you're doing a fine job of it. If you haven't listened to the show, if you're new to this show, I have weekly contributors on my show, and my two weekly contributors are Coach Larry O'Brien. And Larry O'Brien helps managers to become effective leaders. Each week, he shares a story, and he relates that story to kind of real world. And then he gives you three or five things to do to help you to be more effective and productive as a leader or as an individual. And a lot of his information that he gives bleeds over not just from your career to helping your careers, but also in your personal lives. And I'm really happy and proud to have Coach Larry O'Brien on the show. My other weekly contributor is Boston Danny. Boston Danny's kind of a funny contributor, and he's somebody that I've known for over 30 years. We actually went to boot camp together in the military, and he has made a lifetime of being absolutely hilarious. Okay, that's what Danny does. But when I met him, I remember I said, "What are you going to do when you get out of the Navy?" Danny says, "I like building things. I'm going to get into construction, and I'm going to be..." Well, he went to work for E.M. Duggan, and he's been working there for 30 plus years. As soon as he got out of the Navy, he went to work for them and never left. And he's been putting fire retardant systems in buildings in Boston all over. Some of the structures, if you know anything about Boston, Danny's had a hand in putting together some of their fire retardant sprinkler systems and more to that. I don't know all of it, but he comes on the show, and what he does is two things. One, he gives us a Boston update. He gives us a factoid about Boston, brags about his Boston sports teams. But then he gives shout outs. So if you have a birthday, an anniversary, or you want to recognize for somebody for accomplishing something special, just write to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and we'll make sure that, say, hey, it's this such and such's birthday, and we'll make sure Boston Danny gives them a shout out like only Boston Danny can, and he'll probably wish you a wicked pissa birthday. But now that I've explained who my weekly contributors are, let's get Coach Larry on right here. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
It's that time of year, the dreaded performance appraisal. So, are you ready? Did you write clear goals at the beginning of the year? Did you give feedback on performance along the way? Do you have examples of performance that was above expectations and below expectations? Then what are you worried about? Oh yeah, having the conversation. What are your conversations like? I remember that my conversations often ended up like negotiating a deal or a contract. Okay, I will omit the phrase delivered work late on 8 occasions if you accept a lower rating for that particular goal. Very good. Now, I will not budge on the final rating. However, in lieu of your request, I will add the lie that Michael is a pleasure to work with and he has a positive future in this organization. Or really, what I wanted to say was, please take Michael away from me when he posts for an internal transfer because I don't want the hassle. So clearly, I've learned a lot and changed a lot from when I first started giving performance appraisals, and a lot has changed in the performance review process. Today, I want to talk about how to have a performance review conversation that leverages neuroscience, which will create an approach response as opposed to an avoid response. What do we mean by approach versus avoid? The brain is programmed to minimize threats and maximize rewards. Performance review conversations can be perceived as threatening. And when the brain feels threatened, people are less likely to be open, collaborative, generate ideas, and even make decisions. So how do we create this reward response where the performance review conversation feels like, well, a conversation? David Rock is a neuroscientist, and he created the SCARF acronym, which identifies five specific areas or needs that create either a threat or reward response. SCARF stands for status, certainty, autonomy, relatedness, or the feeling of having a connection with a person, and fairness. I'm not going to go deep into each one because I've done that in the past in a previous podcast, and you can look that up. But how do we implement these five dimensions in our performance review conversations? So here are your five tips for having positive performance appraisal conversations. For status, I might share that the person is a valuable member of the team, or I could emphasize what their strengths are, and without being disingenuous, of course. We create a threat response when we compare that person or rank that person with other people on the team. That negatively impacts their status. For certainty, it's important that people know where they stand. Don't be ambiguous. If they need to improve, share that clearly and share that you are confident that they can improve. We create a threat response when we avoid having the difficult conversations or blow things off. For autonomy, it's important that the person creates their own improvement plan, or at least contribute to it, or they have more of a say about how the work gets done and what gets done. As leaders, we have to be comfortable with letting go. Our way may not be the best way or the only way. We create threat responses when, even with the poorest performers, we don't let them have a say in their improvement plan. Relatedness is about building trust. Here we need to separate the performance from the person. Make sure you don't get personal with your constructive feedback, meaning don't judge them as a bad person. If people are performing poorly, you know it, and the rest of the team knows it. As a result, the poor performer will start to feel threatened, and then they will perform worse because the brain is not at its best. To create an approach response, you can share what you respect about them, what you like about them. There's always something that you can find that's positive. Finally, for fairness, it's important that the person feel heard, paraphrase, show genuine empathy. Also, there may be some bias you have and something you don't know, so you need to be open to it. You're going to create a threat response if you shut the person down, say things like, you know, it is what it is, or I wanted to give you a better rating, but I couldn't. And if something is not fair, as leaders, you have the responsibility to make it right. That's it. Five tips for having a better performance review conversations. Remember, use the SCARF model. And if you're looking for training on performance appraisal best practices, please reach out to me at MendozaAndO'Brien.com.
Oh, another gem from Coach Larry O'Brien. Guys, I highly recommend that you listen to Coach Larry. You reach out to him, MendozaAndO'Brien.com. And it's a good time for our show sponsor. And I've asked UNF student Zane Beverly to go into our break from our show sponsor. Take it away, Zane.
You're listening to Hard Worker by Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
And that was our show sponsor, Angie's Staffing. If you have any staffing needs in North Florida, the person to call is Angie with Angie's Staffing. That number is 904-703-8880. And you might be wondering what happened before the break, right? Josh, tell everybody what just happened.
Right, yeah. We were doing the show, and I looked out to the window of the studio, and I saw a whole bunch of people walking by. And every once in a while, some of the salespeople bring around their clients to look in, and we say, hello, good morning, how you doing? But this time, I looked over and saw 20 smiling students, and I had to know what was going on. So right. I heard them talking. If you quietly peek your head in there, you can see them doing a radio. I said, no, guys, come on in.
We don't care. Come on in.
And you put Zane right on the radio.
Well, you know what's great is, you know, they asked you good questions about production. What do you use for production? And they, you know, they were snapping pictures. Good folks. And we, you know, we were about ready to go into the break, and we said, hey, would anybody want to take us into the break? And Zane Beverly. Woo!
Not only Zane, but everyone volunteered Zane, too. Right, so he must have some kind of reputation. So what's the story behind Zane?
Yeah, there's a story there.
I'll tell you, Zane,
I know there's a story. If you want to come back on and tell your story, I'm inviting you right now to go Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. And Zane Beverly, I'm telling you, come on my show. Listen to my past shows. We'll have you on as a guest, and we'll hear that story because he was ready. He just jumped right in. He did a good job. It might be a career in radio for that guy.
Exactly. Send your radios to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. Or send your resume. Sorry, not your radios.
Send all your radios to me immediately.
Only FM.
All right. And I always encourage people that if you want a topic addressed on the show, email me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and we'll tackle it. And sometimes I answer people right away, and sometimes we get a little bit of a backlog, and we get a backlog, and we don't get to it. Josh says, Pete, I got one from the mailbag. And what do we got, Josh?
Pete, take it away. I got one from the mailbag.
All right.
And this one comes to us from Riverside by a woman named Rosie. And she says, Pete, recently, I was eliminated from consideration from a job I really wanted. I think it may have been because I asked about the vacation policy during the interview. And I was wondering, when is the proper time to ask about things like that?
Ah, Rosie from Riverside. That's a good question. You picked a good one there, Josh.
Yeah.
You know, because this happens, all right? Now, should you be concerned about vacation policy and time off? Sure. Everybody is. We want to know. You're trying to plan your life, and that's important to you, Rosie and Riverside and everybody else. That's important. But, you know, some people, when they're interviewing, they make a lot of judgments, and some people judge that right up front. If that's, you know, your first question, or it's so important to you right out of the gate, how much time can I have off? You know, for some interviewers, that is, it's a red flag. You're already trying to get out of work instead of before you even came to the door and produced anything.
Might that be a generational thing? Where if you have an older interviewer, that's something you might know to hold on to until you get further along in the process.
I think that's...
Whereas someone younger might understand that this is just kind of how things are done.
Right. And, you know, it's good that you said that, because if you remember when Coach Larry O'Brien did a generational, you know, perceptions from generations, he said... After he went through all the perceived generational things, he said, everybody's different. You know, not everybody fits in a category. We're all different. But he said, you know, these are some norms that are kind of generally accepted, but everybody's different. You are absolutely correct. A generational thing is, you know, the shoe shine and the handshake and, the eye contact. For a lot of older people, let's say my generation, you know, that's the way we were trained. You know, if you have facial hair from the neck up and you're a guy, you shave it, you know. Well, now, you know, depending on what your job, some people have beards that are 3 and 4 inches long. And
we have the Mark Zuckerberg showing us that you can wear sweatpants and still be a billionaire.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm showing
correct.
Up. I didn't brush my teeth. Where's my paycheck?
Right. And it's true. But, you know, nowadays people, you know, you don't see as many ties and stuffy white shirts. And even in very professional jobs, it is different. But I'll tell you what, always go on to the basis of what could be something that is a red flag for people, just eliminate it. There's no need. So when is, as Rosie asked, when is the good time to ask about what the vacation policy is? Well, I like to do that up front for jobs, depending on what it is you want to have. And I wrap it into the benefits. You know, employee benefits are important to me. Do you have a benefits package all put together that, you know, perhaps an attachment you can send me, or do you have them that I can review them? Right inside the package is going to be the vacation policy. And if it could turn somebody off to the point where they just don't hire you, perhaps that wasn't the job for you, or that wasn't the manager for you, you know. So, Rosie, I wouldn't, you know, feel too upset about it if it's going to sour somebody to the point that you were excluded. It probably wasn't the job for you. But the best time to do that is really just wrap that into a benefits question. I'm sure you have a comprehensive list of the benefits that you have. And, you know, speaking of benefits, nowadays benefits are so expensive for people, a lot of them. Employers pay a portion, but gosh, they can be so expensive. Some companies, you know, their benefits are a lot less expensive than other companies. So when you're looking, if a job is paying $50K, but the benefits cost you $1,300 a month for you and your family versus a job that pays $45K and the benefits are $300, you know, you get a hidden paycheck in the cost of the benefits. So you really have to take that into consideration when you're getting a job, and benefits are important to you. You know, some people, you get benefits from your spouse or your parents or somewhere else, or military, prior military, and your benefits are covered. But if benefits are important to you, you have to look at the expenses and look at it closely. But I hope that answers your question, Rosie. The proper time is really, for me, I just kind of wrap it in. I would never do it in a first interview. You know, I'd wrap it into the benefits question, and then you'll be able to look over the benefits carefully. It should be listed in there. You know, that's the best way to do it. Now, guys, you know I'm a career expert. I've been running staffing companies for over 20 years. That's what I do right here in Jacksonville. I help companies find people, qualified candidates that they either couldn't find on their own, it's too expensive to find them, or it would take too long, right? Or, you know, they don't have the search tools and all the different subscriptions I have and the memberships. And, you know, my job is to find hard-to-find skill sets and candidates, and I supply a lot of temporary employees too, but that's my job. It's not an ancillary part of my job. It's what I do. It's what my team does. We do it day in and day out every day, and that's what I've been doing for over 20 years in Jacksonville, and I've built deep and meaningful relationships with people across all industries in town, and I'm proud of that. So if you have a skill set that you're finding it difficult to find qualified applicants for or qualified candidates, reach out to me, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. Just send me a note, and I'm happy to help in any way I can. All right, guys. I told you a little bit earlier about my weekly contributors. One of them is Boston Danny. Boston Danny is a riot. And again, if you have a noteworthy occurrence for you or for somebody else, let's say it's a birthday, an anniversary, or perhaps you or your kids or somebody accomplished something special and you want to recognize somebody. Well, if you want to do that, just send me a note, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com, about who that person is. And Boston Danny will give them a great shout out like only Boston Danny can, and a wicked piss away. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update with Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern Update. Well, you know, I talked a little bit about the weather last week. I'm going to talk about it again because, you know, after last Sunday, the temperatures shot up. We had ourselves a tropical front come through. It went to 65 degrees. You know, a little bit of rain happening. Thank goodness it wasn't cold, because we would have got pounded in snow again. But all the snow that we got the first two storms, that gets erased because we got 65 degrees. You know the old adage, if you don't like the weather, stick around. It's going to change. Well, that's up here in New England constantly. So right after that one, of course, the temperatures plummet and we get another snowstorm. Runs right in at the commute times again. So, you know, we have that to deal with. We're used to it. We get it done. You know, people leave a little bit earlier. Some people have to reboot their driving habits. They don't, you know, they forget what's going on. They get a little crazy trying to get to work in the morning. Everyone needs to get there, but we plan for it. We get it done. So we got another storm, another 4 inches of snow. Looks pretty, I'll tell you that much. It's nice and comes out, makes for a nice white Christmas. Hopefully we'll get another dusting of it too. But we're in for a long winter. We know it. We deal with it. Something I've noticed, the drivers, all right, we got what we call rubberneckers up here. I don't know what you guys call them, but when you're slowing down to check out a guy, you know, coming to a rolling stop to check out a guy, changing his tire, you might want to rethink how you're driving along and doing things, because you're just slowing things down, getting it together. But people reboot, they learn how to drive again, and we get it done. I know you guys have been, you know, a lot of the country's been talking about my Patriots and everything else goes along with it. We deal with it up here. Everybody, you know, everyone thinks we're trying to get it over, but we're just trying to get our jobs done here too. You know, we have a saying up here, do your job. That's all we're trying to do. Wait for the facts, folks, and then do it. You know, I've been around here long enough. I've seen our sports team been at the bottom of the heap, the Bruins, the Red Sox, of course, you know, Patriots. But, you know, cycles come and they go. We're dealing with it. We got personnel issues, but we're making it happen. So stay in there, folks. It's just a game. I got shout-outs for you guys. Of course, I love mangling it up for you guys, so get them in for me. The birthdays are the best. I want to wish a wicked pisser birthday to Vinny Jackson, Joe Ritano, Angela Young, Suzanne Politis Lothrop, Emily Hamilton, and Eva Roth. Remember, folks, it's your birthday, so do something nice for it. Even if no one else does, that's what I say. It's your day. Enjoy it. Have a wicked pisser day. And, folks, I know, my new thing, I've been thinking about the first responders, police, fire, EMTs. You know, we just got to, you know, think about them and cherish them. You know, they do a tough job. It's a hard job like we all have, but theirs is a little different. They run towards problems that most people just kind of, their first instinct is to run away from. So, you know, think of them all the time and support them at all times. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Peter, I'll be in touch with you. All right, have fun, folks.
Oh, Boston Danny, you're one of my favorite people in life, and you make this part of the show exciting for me. I really, really like it. I got a letter this is a couple days ago from Louis Garcia. Louis had written in from West Coast. He's over there in California, and he's a Navy veteran, and he turned his life over and changed, made a big change, and he said thank you to Boston Danny for writing that. I thought that was great. Louis, love you, brother. Hope you're doing great out there, and I'm real happy for you. All right, guys, if you missed the first part of this show, my guest was Kathy Taylor with Daniel Kids, and she told a wonderful story. She told several. This is a lady who has dedicated her life to serving others, and not just at Daniel, where she's helped people transform their lives for the last 30 years she's been there. But even outside of work, in her regular, you know, she does a side job and she drives for Uber. And that's where I met Kathy. I had the pleasure of meeting her. And she, you know, she's like a ray of sunshine. She made my life a little bit better when she told me the story about the UNF students that she helped one time. And that's when I said, Kathy, your message and your energy would be great on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And I was so pleased that she came in and spent her Sunday morning with us. But guys, if you missed it, if you missed that wonderful message that we heard from Kathy Taylor, don't worry about it, because you can always go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. You go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. You have a couple of choices on what to do, but go to episodes. Go to the radio show and go to episodes. You click there, and you'll see right there. I'll load up the podcast on either Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning, and you'll be able to listen to it in its entirety, for wherever you're at. You just click on it, you listen to it. But you can not only listen to this show, you can go back and listen to my past show. I've had some exciting guests on this show, so I invite you to go back and listen to the podcast. They're great. Well, that music right there, that tells us that we're coming to the end of this show. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.